Welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show, and we have Julie Metzger here, author of Will Puberty Last My Whole Life? And we're going to talk about what gets queried 24.9 million searchers per month. The question, how do I fit in, gets queried 24. I was shocked when I saw that. Are you shocked,
Julie? No, not one bit.
24.9 million people every month are asking, how do I fit in? Are they all teens? I don't know. That's what I wonder.
Well, you know, I think that's funny you ask that, because I think I'll never forget a time I'm on the airplane and I have a sort of how do I fit in book that's written for preteens. And this woman sitting next to me on the airplane, who's 35, gorgeous, professional woman, turns to me and she goes, is that a good book? And I said, oh, are you a teacher or do you have children or whatever? And she said, no, for me.
And it's a question we ask our whole lives, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get in the right book group as a 45-year-old, and you want to get into the right group as a 14-year-old.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I guess we're animals programmed to be in
social.
So it's kind of, I guess it makes sense that we're always kind of wondering, how do I fit in? So, I mean, what kind of conversations can we have with our kids? You know, they go back to school and they're like, Mom, I haven't met anyone. I don't have any friends. I don't feel like I fit in.
I would say, again, if you broaden that out to the 40,000 foot level, people are always asking, in the same way that they're saying, how am I, is this normal? They're saying, how do I fit in? Or how am I seen by others, both socially, physically, right? But there was a large kind of toss out to from Girls Inc., which is a large website, and they sent out to, you know, several hundred thousand people, and the girls wrote about, what are the things you worry about the most? And the girls said good grades, type performance. They said how they look, being made fun of or fitting in, and how people are treating them, and then whether someone that was close to them was sick or ill or dying. Those are the things that they went to bed at night. And so just this last couple of weeks, I was working with a group of middle school girls, and I asked them, what are the things that keep you up at night? And the first thing they said was, how others see me, how I fit in, whether I manage my day, or how I review my day and I think to myself, did I say something stupid, or were they talking about me, or how will I get into that group? And that's a pervasive thought. They are not thinking about algebra. They're just imagining what's my part. But I think the work of middle school kids is to actually practice the art of being in a group. I often get asked by families, what happened to my really independent thinking fifth grade girl that now sort of seems like she's compromising herself to be in a group? I said, she's also practicing being a part. And I think all of us know that to be a part of a group, there's some sense of compromise in terms of saying to yourself, I need to listen to others' interests before my own. I need to adapt my behavior to sort of modify a little bit to be a part of this. And when you feel really mature, an adolescent moving into adulthood, you can achieve autonomy within a group. You know, you can be your whole self, but still be in a part of a group. But I think middle school is a practicing time.
Yeah, and that's frankly the tension.
It is.
The tension is that you want them to assimilate and know how to work within group dynamics in a healthy, positive way, to compromise, to give, to listen, and all those things. And you still want them to be independent.
And that is a learned skill. And that's why people who degrade the middle school experience socially, I say it's oftentimes an opportunity to learn those skills, and and mistakes will be made within that. You'll compromise too much. You'll be too much of a, and I think that I love what Joanne Deek says when she calls them cocoons of safety. You're trying to find a safe place to land within a group. And again, a mature adult can be autonomous within a group. When I asked my eighth grade daughter, what's the hardest thing about being your age? She said, well, first of all, Mom, parents like have no idea how hard it is. And I go, that's why I'm asking. And she said, it's how to be the person you know you want to be and at the same time social. And I think I said
that's very astute.
That's true for a 54-year-old person. It's the same idea. How how do I go about being who I want to be and at the same time social? So if the group that you're interacting with is a group that you think you want to be a part of and they're all gossipers, but you consider yourself a person who does not gossip, do you participate or not? Those are challenging moments and yeah. mistakes are made.
Yeah, and then there's actually no right or wrong, no. right? You either join the group and say, oh, I'm not a gossiper and I hate this and I don't right. want to be part of it, or... yeah, I can swing with these gossip ladies. In fact, I can dish it out. You know, I mean, whatever it is.
Exactly.
And then you decide, well, even if you can dish it out, do you really want to?
Or you go 6 months of that and you go, this does not feel right for me.
Yeah.
But while parents are watching and interacting with that, they're kind of horrified watching their children try yeah. on some of those different
right.
ideas or behaviors or groups. And I think sometimes parents want to move so quickly. Like, I don't like my daughter's best friend or my son who he's hanging out with. And part of it is a trying on. You know, it's a good thing to get to the end of the year and go, boy, I now know when I choose a friend that's too bossy, that doesn't go well for me. That's a great thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that until you fool around with the idea of being around a bossy friend?
Mm-hmm.
You have to live into it. So it's equipping your kids with the skills they need to manage or find themselves so that they don't lose themselves within that.
Yeah, but I think what you're saying is key, though, because what you do probably naturally, and I don't know if many parents do, I do it because I'm a coach, but I'm now going to do even more effectively after talking to you, is that what you're trying to do is help them define their personal boundaries.
Sure.
Who are they? Who are not? How can they, you know, what are they going to stand up for? What are they not?
Right.
How are they going to stand up to those things? What did you find out about yourself through this whole experience? If you almost know the questions to ask afterwards, then it kind of all becomes a learning and it doesn't feel so arduous and awful.
And I think,
you
know? Even during, not always after, but during.
Yeah.
When somebody seems stressed and you can say, I've noticed that when you're hanging out with Joe, sometimes you come home and you seem angry. And what is it that you think is going on there?
Mm.
And I think even those things where you're exploring out loud, not in a judging way, because
right.
I think the second you add your own opinion in there, it changes up what your how your child can even see it, right?
That's my mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, why does that I do that? My oh well, I noticed Joe was blah blah blah. He said it's my blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
you know,
we don't like Joe.
Or,
right.
We don't like Joe, which then probably means to the kid, oh, I shouldn't like Joe.
Right.
Is that right?
Or I like Joe even
I like
more.
Joe.
I think for me, I think it's more like I noticed that when you're with Marilyn that you know, I notice you can even speak to only to the positive and then also speak to it. Here's what I'm noticing when you've been with them, or I have a good feeling about that. Or, boy, I really enjoy how you're loyal to so-and-so, even though I think that looks like a rough friendship or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
I just think it's so,
you can say your observations in kind of a neutral place.
Yes.
Yes. I like how you walked away when she was handing you a joint. That makes me happy.
Very
good judgment.
Well, the key to good decision making, right? When because you know that after middle school, you get to high school and you get offered more opportunities to take more higher risk things. If you've practiced some of these things to be autonomous within a group, you literally look at that situation and think to yourself, I've been here.
Mm.
I know this. I have stood alone within a group before and it went fine. Or that was difficult, but I know what to do now. Versus someone who tries to steer their kids away from those experiences,
mm-hmm.
then those kids don't have those skills and they get into that moment.
But
they
I think as parents, we don't realize, like, that is the best reframe that I've ever heard, where it's like, you know, this is their entree into understanding group dynamics.
Right.
And this is an opportunity to help them define who they are and the boundaries that they have. Like, I'm all for that, you know. Then I'm like, okay, I'll let go and let you make mistakes, you know, because then that's the only way you're going to learn is to practice and try a whole bunch of different things.
It was fun. I was
that's
working with a group of middle school girls yesterday, and I said, we're talking about group projects, group
mm-hmm.
things, both friendships and a group project at school. And I said, which of you likes to be the leader, the owner? And of course, you know, and you just see those hands go up, and I said, how do you know that you're the leader when you start a new project? Do you turn to the group and say, do you mind if I'm the leader, or could I be the leader, or would you like to be the leader too, or how does that happen?
Mm.
And it was even interesting to ask those ideas because they had never thought of it. They sort of assume.
I haven't thought of it as an adult. You know, you get in groups and you're like,
my job is to be quiet. Yeah. My job is to speak up. My job is to be the writer.
Yeah.
And I said, it's interesting to invite a new role in a group. And I think the more we can invite our kids to...
Then they have a place, too. Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So that they're actually very specific and articulate about their... And proud of their role versus like, I'm not the leader. You know, or why do I have to follow? You know, whatever it is. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I learned so much from you guys. Come back again and again. Please teach me how to be a parent. In fact, that's what these guys do. They teach you how to be the very best possible parent, to be a coach, to be aware of what your teenagers are going through. And I think that that is just such a treasure. So thank you very much for being here. Make sure to friend us on the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook to get more details on our new time and date and station. And we will be right back.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last.